Zu Gast hier im Studio Pierre Mers Swing Revue, die Band aus Genf in der Schweiz. Gestern war es ein Konzert in der Hausbar der Münzgasse 13. Heute sind Sie hier bei uns im Radio. Hello, please. I'm glad that you're here. Hello, Pierre.
We're happy to be here.
Hello, Christoph. Hello, Jean-Philippe. Hello, Julien.
Hello.
How's it going? The morning after a show, you feel you have a special blues?
Yeah. Oh, Monday morning.
you got that feeling of a Monday morning?
No.
It's not the kind of rhythm. And you got lots of gimmicks. And you got special...
Wir sind ein Flohmarktband.
Yeah, flea market. And you bought something here in Tübingen.
Christoph und Julien haben... neue Objekte zu präsentieren.
Julia, you have to say, but it, when you, if you make a sound, I want you to tell the listeners what we are hearing. What are you doing? And describe what we are, we might see. That's kind of a really hard job.
Comment ça s'appelle encore ton nouveau truc?
Hein? Titi, quelque chose. Titi.
Ja. Titidik. Und jetzt? Voilà.
Das war, that was
tu veux pas nous présenter
ton triangle?
Bah, tu l'avais avant.
Where did you find all this stuff? When, if you say flea market band, you buy really at the flea market?
Halt da, wo es zu kaufen ist. Zum Beispiel gestern in Tübingen, so ein Musikladen. Voll indonesischen Kleinkram. Und da kann man sich nicht zurückhalten und muss dann was haben, einfach. Ja.
Worauf legst du Wert? Was ist dir da besonders wichtig?
Ja, ich bin halt der Bläser und ich lege Wert auf Blasinstrumente. Ich habe da was gekauft, aber ich habe es nicht dabei. Es tönt wie eine Oboe, so ethno-orientalisches Klang, total verstimmt und so. Kann man eigentlich nicht brauchen, aber. Es muss trotzdem sein.
Muss sein, weil einfach das Repertoire, jedes Instrument hat dann seinen Wert und seine Berechtigung?
Ja, es ist, in der Band ist jetzt halt so diese Kleinkram, wie soll man sagen, Kleinkram-Musik, so Ormut.
Ja. Was ist Kleinkram-Musik?
Was ist das? Das ist so ein Sack, der natürlich auch noch mal geht.
Voll mit Kleinkram.
Miteinander.
Und das liegt dann auch auf der Bühne vor
das
dir?
Das liegt auf der Bühne.
Und du bedienst dich willkürlich oder hast du da auch einen Plan?
Nein, willkürlich. Ja, es gibt schon Lieder, wo ich dann speziell was... Wir haben so diese... Dann ein Lied, das heißt Chicken Ridden. Da dürfen wir... Also wir dürfen nicht immer dieses Kleinkramzeugs spielen, aber da dürfen wir. So.
Chicken Ridden müssen wir spielen später.
Genau.
Für ja, euch.
Mit viel Kleinkram und auch... bisschen, das ist, ihr bettelt euch dann ja so ein bisschen, das ist ja auch, das war ja,
ja
so ein
also, das, der Kleinkram wird ja von Julia und mir bedient und hauptsächlich und ja, es ist halt nicht in jedem Stück angesagt so und, aber wir würden gerne überall das Zeugs spielen, speziell die Blockflöte zum Beispiel, aber das ist ja wirklich sehr heikel auch, ja. Die,
warum?
Schwierig, ja, weil das nicht jedermanns Sache ist, also die hohe Blockflöte. Ja.
Also nicht jedermanns Sache ist.
Ja, so, das war meine Sicht der Dinge. Ja. Und jetzt bitte vielleicht Jean-Philippe.
Ja, du stehst, du ruhst, du bist eher der ruhende Pol, dann du guckst dir das. Geht es auf Deutsch?
Nein,
dann
nicht so gut.
We change.
Ein bisschen, aber.
So, we switch, we mix.
You have to speak so slowly that every.
Oh, we can do it in English.
We'll get bored.
Well, I don't know the Kleinkram word in English, but yeah.
Was ist Kleinkram?
All the stuff.
Kleinen Dingen.
The playful, the flea market, these objects. So you look like amused or you look like the severe one? You say, no,
yeah,
don't play that.
I play the white clown. Really annoyed by this. And yeah, it's not so much a composition role. I think sometimes it annoys me. for real.
For real?
Because they just do it in my ear. And
it's not your range.
No, it's not my range also. I prefer low notes.
You play the big stand-up bass.
Is especially difficult for me.
So you got different battles, different kind of stuff going on in the band between yourself?
I think this is the only conflict we have, this block flute. Apart from that, everything is pretty clear.
Yeah, everybody got his role from the beginning, like the white clown, like the...
No, not really.
Not.
It came like this.
Yeah.
Concert after concert.
Developed.
We never really... we never...
Decide.
Rehearse Talk. This.
And what was the idea in the beginning? So if that came by accident or, well, developed? The idea in the beginning was the swing.
For the band, you mean?
For the band, yeah.
Yeah, the swing, yeah. I guess that's the very key word. But then the different characters and different ways of playing this music developed along as we did it. For sure, the idea is not to be a revival band or to play swing just like they did it back in the days. But it's music that we enjoy playing, but we enjoy playing it our own way. Because anyway, we couldn't do it the proper way. Because we're not jazz musicians, we have different backgrounds. Well, Christophe and Jean-Philippe have some jazz in their past. They don't want to talk too much about.
In their blood, you mean?
But that's not really where we come from. So we play this music our own way. We make it our own. And we don't play strictly swing. We play a lot of swing rhythms, but we have different rhythms, different influences also.
Where did you find all these rhythms and these influences? Where did they come from?
Well, music we enjoy listening to. We've always had an interest for old recordings, for music that was made before the recording studio became too sophisticated. A time where what we get to hear on the record is what actually happened in the studio in real time. So that's always been a big attraction for it's very exciting to realize that what you're hearing has happened as you hear it, hasn't been twisted around or arranged with effects, or you know what I mean,
live effects on the stage with the Kleinkram,
100% analog.
And that's the way you record, you in the studio?
No, we record with computer, we cut, we edit, we cheat.
What's special about the swing rhythm?
I would say, but maybe you would need different answers. But my answer is that the swing rhythm is the strong beats on a 2 and a 4. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's never settling down. It's always moving ahead. It's always jumpy. You know what I mean? So that's one of the reasons why it puts you in a good mood. It's because it's lifting all the time.
Mm-hmm. And, well, maybe any additions, any comments?
Pretty much the same, but I would say bouncing also. This is a happy music mostly, comparing to what we did before, or sad country songs and things. this is what we need in a crisis period like this. I think this is what people want, and this is what I need.
Makes you happy.
It's like in the 30s was another crisis, and people wanted to have fun and to think,
that's the way you can deal with the crisis, you
no,
personally.
I wouldn't say so, but have some separate time from
with the midlife crisis.
Yeah. Old man playing happy music.
Oh. Certainly, you can deal for 1.5 hours during the concerts. Then you can deal very well with the crisis. Mm. Then you forgot about.
And you, as a musician, it's also brings you in a good mood.
Oh. Yeah, for sure.
And well, the swing, the meta level, like happy, being happy, and the other thing is the beat, the rhythm. And for you as a guitar player, how do you deal with that rhythms, and how do you add your personal style to it?
I didn't understand your question.
Well, it's different to play the swing for the guitar player, like the country, like he said. So you add like the Django Reinhardt thing. Don't want to use that too much, exaggerate, but
I'm basically a rhythm guitar player. I play a few solos, but I don't know if you can even call them solos, but I'm basically a rhythm guitar player. So my main concern is to keep the drive. And try and be loud enough, but not too loud, so the others don't tell me to put my guitar lower, softer. That's my everyday guitar player life.
The others want to turn you down, or... So, you're not the man for the solos, that's the...
I'm Malcolm Young. Angus is just right there. You know, I'm the one in the back, just keeping it steady.
But the real soloist is
on the drum.
Julia, battery.
So you're battling not only with the gimmicks, you are also battling with the solos?
No, not really. I'm glad not to play too many solos, because it's tiring, too many trumpet solos.
Because it's so for your...
Lebensqualität.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, it's... That's the thing with the trumpet. They're good, really good in a certain amount of time, but not too long. Otherwise, die Lippen werden müde und es tönt nicht mehr schön. Ja. Dann
die
Pause
Lippen werden
dann
müde.
Kann man wieder
I think
spielen.
You've got a new song there. Die Lippen werden müde.
Yeah, you get tired with the lips and
yeah. But this, I don't gonna bore you with the problems of the trumpet player.
Die Lippen werden müde. Das war so schön.
Yeah.
Life composing.
In French, we say you make a fire with any piece of wood you find.
Of course, yeah. You can do so. You get the space here. Continue, please.
I don't know if people imagine that while I'm saying this, there's a window behind with snow falling on a romantic forest.
So that's the next line.
The next line.
I think...
You sing? Die Lippen werden müde und hinten es ist Schnee.
Some
wir sind in Tübingen in Radio Welle.
Great jingle, yeah, live composing. Well, let's switch to a song maybe you know better yet. So,
oh, this is the best one we have, because it's new.
Unrecorded. For the first time in the world.
No, let's be serious. Exclusive. Let's play Chicken Rhythm.
Sure.
Very serious. How did this song came to life?
No idea. Was it the egg? Was it the chicken? Who knows? But it's a song by Slim Gaillard, one of our heroes. He's a jazz musician and Dadaist. And he had a very special combination of... jive, swing, and Dadaism.
Yeah, kind of nonsense and humorous elements. How do you imagine a dancing chicken?
Oh, that's very easy to do. You just fold your arm, and you know, if you fold your arm this way, you have like a little wing, and you just flip your wings and jump around.
And maybe,
well, that's the way I would do it, but luckily I don't have to do it because I'm on stage sitting on a chair playing.
And how do people react?
Usually quite well.
They laugh with
you? Yeah, it's very positive feedback we get with this song.
Yeah. I think it provokes some kind of spiritual awakening for most of the people. And
what?
And existentialism.
Spirit.
Why? How do you...
I don't know. This is kind of a psychologic shock. So your aesthetic. Normal...
I think it's aesthetic shock. No,
your normal train of thoughts is broken. So the light can come in and the truth be revealed to you.
So in my imagination, jazz was always a kind of a serious genre. So
it is. What do you mean?
It was serious since post-World War II. But it was entertainment till then. Jazz was a dance music and entertainment music. And then it had to get serious to be... Well, this is a long story, but of course jazz is connected with the story of black Americans, so they needed to be taken seriously and their art to be taken seriously, not just as an entertainment. So they started making complicated and sophisticated music.
And before World War II, it was just entertainment, or is it...
No, of course, no. It was very sophisticated then also. But the main purpose was to make people dance and have a good time, not just aesthetic or art.
And all this, well, this Dadaistic influence, was it also part, or how big was the range of jazz and entertainment at that swing times, which is, yeah, also kind of a imagination of drug-taking, dancing people in the big cities?
Well, Slim Gerlaud is one of a kind. He's very special and had very special mix of shit in his stuff. But I guess because swing is a joyful music, it makes you want to have some fantasy going on. So I think... Well, it's always it's like rhythm and blues. It's rhythm and blues. I think swing is the same. It's as Jean-Philippe was saying earlier, it's music that emerged in a time of crisis, and people, like a lot of these songs, talk about food. And from our point of view, we think, oh, it's funny, talk about food. But if they sang about food, it's because they were starving. And so there's always these two elements, the dark side of it being black men treated as we know back in the days in the United States, the crisis, economical crisis, and on the other side try and get over this and feel all right anyway.
Cheer up.
Yeah. Cheer up.
Is there any, well, first swing wave or different waves of kind of European and US American?
Well, the only European genuine genre is swing manouche.
Gypsy
swing, invented by Django Reinhardt, who mixed American swing with East European folk music. This is considered, well, at least, I don't know what it is now, like the whole European jazz scene that emerged too since then, but back in the days, this was the only European contribution to the story of jazz.
And everything else was part of the state swing. Is there any, a region where, was it New York? Was it kind of, or the regional?
There were different towns. Right. Of course, we know New Orleans as the starting point. And then the whole scene moved up to Chicago, I think, and New York, and Kansas City.
Kansas City,
really?
Kansas City was ruled by the mafia. And so they had a very big license for nightlife and entertainment. And that's where a lot of jazz players found a refuge.
And they found a job there? They got paid by the mafia?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
And then, how did it continue? Then it, decreased? Or there was a decline after World War II?
Well, what happened is, when we're talking pre-war swing, we talk of big bands, up to 12, 18 musicians. Mm. And with the economical crisis, these bands were not able to survive anymore. So the new style that came along is also a consequence of not being able to maintain a big band. So when bebop came around, it was only suddenly four or five musicians, and they could make as much noise and action as 12 because they changed their style. One of the changes is the drumming style. The old drumming style is really just playing the rhythm, and suddenly the bebop drummer starts with tap, tap, and it's all over the place, and it's filling up all what was before filled up with, I don't know, horns, arrangements, and so on.
Because you didn't have electricity, so you had to have a lot of musicians to have the sound, I guess.
To fill it up. Any other changes?
In the 60s, there came the free jazz, yeah. Like Pierre mentioned, it's about emancipation and getting free. So it was very political at the beginning.
The idea of the black musicians was to play a music that the white people won't be able to imitate. Mm-hmm. And so that's what made them go always further and complicated and fast. You had to play as complicated and fast as possible.
That's bebop.
And they succeeded. Nobody could imitate that.
Except us.
I don't know. I think we're going too much into history. We're not musicologists. We're just... amateurs.
Yeah, but it's great. I think you know what you're doing, and you know the past, you know the origins, and that's necessary to put it on your own level, to add your own style. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I guess if you have this historical perspective, then you can be more open with what you do today. You not just imitating what you hear, but trying to get the spirit and how to keep the same spirit of keep it alive. Yeah.
How do you do that in your everyday band life, in the rehearsals?
Nothing very exciting happens in the rehearsing space. When we rehearse, it's more like if we'd go to gym. You know what I mean?
Routine.
It's more like keeping fit. We rehearse to keep fit. But a lot of invention or creativity happens on stage. In situation. When people are listening and watching us, then we get inspired.
Is there really space for improvisation?
Not all the time, but yeah, like some songs are just bam, and some are open for improvisation. Yeah,
not things you cannot plan in the rehearsal space, like you said before.
Like Chicken Rhythm, yeah. Mm.
Maybe it's time for another song. What do you think you can play?
Do you want to play? Do you want to sing a song, maybe? London.
London.
Oh, what were you gonna say, Sophie?
Sophie, mein Henker Smedel, komm küsse mir den Schädel.
Was, wo habt ihr den Song gefunden? Where did you find this song?
Ja, der hat ein guter Kollege von mir geschrieben, Saxophonist aus Zürich. Ich habe mit ihm ein Programm, wo wir Christian Morgenstern machen. Ist ja bekannt in Deutschland, kommt aus Deutschland, Christian Morgenstern. Und der hat es uns angetan. Und das ist ein Song aus diesem Programm.
Und passt dann auch perfekt in dieses
wunderbar,
Format.
Der war als Swing konzipiert, passt wunderbar, ja.
Wie ist bei euch die Mischung? How about the balance between the old songs and the new own material?
Du meinst Covers or genau. Selbst geschrieben?
Ja. Ah, ja, okay.
Mhm. Yeah, I guess we mix old classics and our own songs. And I've been covering myself also, like adapting songs I had written in my previous projects and adapting them to this band. And now we are working on a whole new repertoire of new stuff, which is not ready, but we're working.
What is to be expected?
Amazing stuff.
Comparable to the last album?
Well, hopefully not. We did this album already. We don't want to do it a second time. So, like we have this word swing, which is like our keyword, but we try and turn around this keyword and explore all what's going on around this word. Sometimes we're close to it, sometimes we get further away. Seems like some sounds in the new material, according to Karin, sounds like crime jazz.
Swing noir.
Swing noir, crime jazz, that's yeah. You turn to mafia, to criminals?
No.
No.
Ja, es ist
Suspense, I would say.
So verbunden mit dieser Film-Noir-Geschichte. Irgendwie so diese Atmosphäre. Ja.
Bisschen düster, dark, tension.
Sollen wir ein kleines Beispiel spielen?
Yeah. Ja, super. Mhm.
Qu'est-ce qu'on pourrait jouer là?
Non, pas ça.
Si, pourquoi pas.
Bien.
Confusion.
First time, exclusive. Alors, new material.
Weltaufführung.
This is the future.
The future shape of jazz.
Mainly instrumental?
Quite a few instrumental, but not only.
But you also did a former instrumental song with vocals? Like Miss Alou?
I think Miss Alou originally was a song.
With vocals?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's an old one.
It's from Macedonia or something. Yeah.
And you added just...
Well, no, these words existed in English. I don't know who wrote them, but somebody along the down
there's
the line.
There's some Greek lyrics before, I think.
Really, yeah?
They were too hard to remember, so we chose the English lyrics.
Never thought about singing in French? Like you're from Geneva?
Yeah, we should, yeah. You're right.
We wait for Julien, our drummer, to make a French song.
No option.
You're right, we should, because we Christoph sings some stuff in German. We should do some songs in French. Good suggestions. Thank you.
Hopefully. And the German singing, what about your singing voice? Wie gehst du ran ans Singen?
Das überlege ich mir nicht. Nein, es ist, wie gesagt, irgendwann begann ich halt zu singen und Texte zu machen. Ich kann gar nicht sagen, wie das gekommen ist. Also ich habe so ein kleines Teil, das heißt Concertina, und dann hatte ich plötzlich den Mund frei zum Singen. Vorher immer nur die Trompete an den Lippen, so.
Dann
no chance to sing. Ne? So, das hat so ein bisschen mit diesem Instrument angefangen, ja. Kleines Akkordeon, sechseckig. Ja.
Und dann war Platz zum Singen?
Dann, ja, die Mundfreiheit dann plötzlich, ja.
Und die Band hat es auch akzeptiert?
Ja. Das ist ja die Revue. Also das Revue, es gibt, das gefällt mir ja so sehr, dass es ja wirklich alles ist möglich irgendwie. So ein Varieté, ein bunter Abend, so darf es sein, soll es sein, ja.
Und da gibt es die verschiedenen Rollen oder Elemente oder auch mal punktuell Raum für alles?
Eigentlich Raum für alles, ja. Also natürlich im Rahmen der Setlist, sagen wir mal. Ja. Aber sonst ist alles möglich.
Und Swing ist ja auch eine Stilfrage und so geht es ja bei euch auch zu. We'll switch to English, back to the outfit, to the style, to the suits you wear. What about that? Is it part of the review or more? Is there more behind that? Wearing suits, showing style.
I guess it sets the audience in a certain world to wear these suits. When we started the band, we even carried with us a red curtain that we put at the back of the stage, but then it was a bit complicated to set it up in each club. It was not always easy to find how to do it, so we left it at home. But yeah, it was the idea to have like a little theater, I guess we have a little theatrical element in the show. It's not only about music and songs, it's also something to watch.
Das würde auch nicht passen, so Swing Revue mit Jeans und Turnschuhen, T-Shirts, eher nicht noch.
Jetzt wo du sagst, ja, I immediately felt underdressed.
I guess for us also, when we put our suits on,
yeah,
it's a way to get in the mood for the show we're going to play.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And what about the interaction with the audience? You react to signs or anything happens spontaneous, improvisations?
Yeah, sometimes.
Or some more?
Depends on our mood, I guess.
Also was sicher ist, wenn die Stimmung gut ist und die Leute tanzen, dass zum Teil die Stücke dann auch verlängert werden am Schluss und so. Neue Enden ausprobiert werden und so.
Ja. Warum lacht ihr? Why do you laugh?
Weil manchmal wir haben komische Ende und Überraschungsende.
Für
uns.
Yeah, we're like, oh, great. That's people are really into it. Let's keep on playing. We keep on playing. What should we do next? Keep on playing some more. And sometimes we get totally lost.
Yeah. It's very...
Was auch schön sein kann, also dass das im Nirgendwo landen, so kann ganz reizvoll sein, aber auch mal absturzgefährdend.
Im Nirvana der Entfaltung.
Ja. Ja.
Genau, wieder das metaphysische Element, spirituell. As you said before, there was a sign coming from behind, I think.
Karin was reminding us we should mention Lala Morte, which is a dancer and a fakir that joins us on a lot of the shows since 2 years now, maybe. She could unfortunately not be with us on this tour, but she's been with us most of the time, yeah. And this also makes the revue what it is, a revue. So she like has two or three routines during the concerts. She comes, first she gets out of a suitcase in the beginning of the show, then she dances with feathers, then she comes back and lies in broken glass.
Mm-hmm. Dances on broken glass, yeah.
And so that's more like a cabaret element, vaudeville.
During the songs, it's
Mm-hmm.
It's an interaction also, you know, with the band.
Interacting with you.
Yeah.
Passt sehr gut zur Musik, aber auch zu den Smokings. Also,
Sie hat aber keinen an.
Nein, sie hat ein ganz schönes weiblichen Formen betonendes Kostüm. So. Sehr schön.
Ist das dann auch was aus den 30er Jahren? Sind eure Anzüge auch echt alt?
Nein. Also ich habe meins aus dem Brockenhaus, das Wort kennt ihr ja gar nicht in Deutschland. Aber wie sagen? Ja, aus dem Secondhand-Laden, so, das muss man jetzt sagen, ja. Secondhand-Laden. Und dann umgestaltet für viel Geld.
Oh, angepasst. What about another song? Do you think it's possible? You want to?
Da, yeah. Da. Show me some more.
Kling, ding, 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 ding,
ding. Ding ding,
yeah. Sounds good.
Sounds good already.
Sounds good up to now.
Ah oui, c'est du vrai lino, ça.
You've been in Tübingen for an extra day, an off day. What have you seen? What do you think about the town?
I never realized how pretty the city is. But I guess Julien should talk about what he saw yesterday, because he was very excited to tell us about the museum he's been visiting. he saw some 40,000 years old miniature sculpture.
Yeah, it recently became part of the UNESCO World Heritage. These caves where they found this first instrument, the first flute.
Ah, yeah? Yeah.
Yep. Out of a mammoth.
That was before the swing even came around.
You didn't buy the right flute.
No, I can't afford the other one.
So, thank you for being here. Thank you for playing with us. And I hope
thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. I hope you will come back one fine day.
Sure.
So too.
It's a pleasure.
Any final wisdom?
Next shows. Should we announce our next shows?
You can do so.
February.
We need Karin to say, our manager.
The 8th of February. In Karlsruhe. Huh? Kohi. Karlsruhe. Der 9. Februar ist München Import-Export. Und 10. Februar Stuttgart Goldmarks.
We'll be there.
Bravo!
Well done. This was a challenge. So now we're done, we're through. Thank you for having, for being here, and see you next time.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.